calypsos in general, it's a kind of a tedious thing, though it is considered in the West Indies, a form of expression of which the native rarely expressed their feelings. It was at one time the mouthpiece of the articulate masses, because they had a newspaper, and the only form of medium which you could contact them is by the calypso. The calypso music in general used to be the way they amuse themselves, then they complain, they lament with the calypso. But when it comes to the calypsonian to prove himself a really great calypso singer, he must be able to extemporize on the spur of the moment, on anything he does. Calypso is generally based on current event, though historical facts are brought forward to prove the intelligence of the calypso singer, his schooling or where he might have been. His knowledge of coast must be able to meet with the cosmopolitan population that we have in the West Indies. Now, it might be difficult for people outside of the Western Hemisphere or the West Indies to get along with the calypso music. It is hard. But this type of music is a pretty thing. It's lovely. I imagine one getting involved with the calypso music never loses the rhythm. It touches your vein. It comes through the bloodstream, just as you're taking medicine. And I advise anybody, don't ever get your face against the calypso. The calypsonian can sing on you. He can build you, he can break you. The politician have used him as a mouthpiece to rise to power. And so it revolts against them either, and then bring them back down when they get too pompous and out of order. So at least I am prepared to sing a calypso in extempore verses to show, because I have long-standing memory of the calypso.